homes in Baltimore's Highland Town neighborhood. City firefighters responded to the 3400 block of East Baltimore Street at around 1:30 Sunday afternoon, and they were able to get the fire under control by around 3:30. No injuries have been reported, and the Red Cross is assisting the residents whose homes were damaged. Baltimore County Police are urging residents to watch for scammers who are looking to cash in on post-storm repair and cleanup scams. Police say to be wary of unsolicited offers because contractors don't usually go door to door looking for work. Residents should contact their insurance company for information on what damage is covered and watch for contractors who offer to waive the deductible. Homeowners should get multiple quotes, verify credentials, and thoroughly review any contracts. Stein on sports and weather next.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Tim Kyle Electric is now Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Now, for years, they've been a trusted name in the electrical industry, serving residential and commercial clients with excellence and dedication. And now they're proud to bring their wealth of experience and exceptional service to homes that are looking for HVAC services. Now, during the winter weather, it's important to ensure your home is equipped with reliable heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling are here to cater to your needs, ensuring comfort and peace of mind for you and your family. The weather has changed, and now is the time to call Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling. Call them today, 410-876-9404. Remember, they also do outdoor lighting, plus service and sell all generators. For all your electrical and HVAC solutions, call 410-876-9404 or online timkylecompany.com. Tim Kyle Electric Heating and Cooling, winner of Carroll's Best Electrician and HVAC Repair Company.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Different manager, same result.
Now Dylan Cruz will stand in.
Dylan Cruz gets under one to left center. See you later. Mullins gave it a great effort. And Dylan Cruz with a towering drive.
Call courtesy of the Mid-Atlantic Sports Network. Dylan Cruz's three-run shot was the third of four given up by Zach Eflin as the Nationals. Amid Oriole off-the-field weekend chaos, Cruz to the sweep, 10-4 was the final. After the game, interim manager Tony Mancelino was asked if the events of the last couple days have affected the team's play.
This was tough yesterday, there's no doubt. I don't think that when you walk in that clubhouse, I don't think that they're feeling sorry for themselves. And I don't think that their compete has diminished in any ways.
The Birds finish 0-6 on the homestand. They've lost 12 of their last 14 and dropped to a season-worst 15-30 overall. Coming up in 30 minutes, Larry Comas, outstanding call at Preakness 150. And that is Stein on Sports.
Attention small business owners. Imagine cutting your overhead and putting more cash in your pocket. Whether you're a restaurant owner, hairdresser, doctor, lawyer, run a spa, HVAC company, or an electrician, your small business has untapped value. Bank the value of your expertise and spend it on what your personal or business needs. Why pay cash for products and services when you can trade your downtime and excess inventory? Barter Saves works with and helps thousands of local business owners in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and surrounding areas. Visit bartersaves.com today or call 800-9-BARTER and turn what you already have into everything you need.
At 9:06, here's the forecast from the Fox 45 Weather Authority.
Your Fox 45 forecast. We've got a bright and sunny day ahead of us and a warm one with highs in the upper 70s. Little breezy with winds gusting in from the northwest up to 25 miles an hour. Mostly clear and quiet tonight with lows falling back into the cool low 50s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Currently 63 in Sykesville, 67 in Easton, and 63 in Kearney. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed. Listen to Talk Radio 680 or stream us on your PC, tablet, or phone at WCBM.com. Kim Klasick Live starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Happy Monday. That's right. It's a new week. We're going to be productive. We're going to stay focused. We're going to exercise. We're going to maybe read a book, possibly. Possibly not. Whatever you choose to do, I do hope that you choose to listen to WCBM as you always do. I know you have options. And I'm here every 9 a.m. to 12 noon on the weekdays. We've got a lot to talk about today. So if you don't already have the app, go to the App Store and just type in WCBM. That way you can download the app. It is free. So if you have to get it out of the car or you're doing something around the house, you can just take the show with you. You're not going to want to miss a minute because, like I said, we got a lot going on. You know, State's Attorney Ivan Bates, the state's attorney here in Baltimore City, He's going to join us today at 10 a.m. That's right, the next hour. I have lots to ask him. You know, I don't usually get this opportunity, so I'm going to take full advantage of it. We're going to talk more about juvenile crime, of course. But I did want to ask him about Adnan Syed and Haman Lee's family. Remember, he was accused of killing Haman Lee, a girlfriend that he had in high school. And then there was a lot of back and forth. You had former state's attorney Marilyn Mosby. She was able to get him released. And then when state's attorney Ivan Bass got into office, they were able to take it back to court, back to trial. And then a judge decided that he had already served enough time for her murder. So I want to know what's going on as far as Haman Lee's family and how they felt about what transpired. But not only that, you know, you got to wonder if you're telling us, that he is, he served enough time, are you telling us that you'd believe he's guilty? Do you believe there wasn't enough evidence? Do you believe that he's not guilty? You know, I really would love to know what everybody was thinking in that courtroom when they went back to trial for this. I want to talk to him about that. And then also, do you guys remember the story surrounding Detective Sean Souter? Of course you do. Of course you do. The biggest story I think that we've seen in a long time when it comes to police corruption had to do with the Gun Trace Task Force in Baltimore City. And I just kind of wanted to ask where that was. I don't know if it's an active case. The last I checked, Detective Sean Souter's manner of death was ruled a homicide. If you recall, in the very beginning, it was ruled a suicide. And a lot of people were saying, I don't know about that. So I do want to ask him where that case currently stands, because the last time I did look at this, I believe it was Detective Sean Souter's wife, Nicole Souter. She was still looking for justice. So if that has moved in any direction, hopefully State's Attorney Ivan Bates will be able to inform us. And then, like I mentioned, juvenile crime, the biggest topic right now, across the entire state, not just in Baltimore City. But of course, I have some questions about the sidestep program and other things that we're seeing coming out of DJS. So again, State Attorney Ivan Bates will be with us at 10 a.m. So you're not going to want to miss that. I do want to talk about Governor Wes Moore and the veto he had on Friday in regards to the Reparations Commission. I think it really took everyone back. I don't think I believed that he was going to veto that bill. We talked about this a couple of times on the show in the last few weeks. I assumed that he was going to leave that bill on his desk and not touch it at all. And that way it would have gone into law because he did not touch it at all. Well, on Friday, he decided to veto the Reparations Commission, And what that would have done is allowed a study to be done on whether or not reparations, was feasible. Meanwhile, there's been over 20 studies on this situation, okay? Just so everybody's very clear, reparations in this country at this point in time in 2025, it's actually impossible to do. It's impossible. And the only reason I know this is because I actually had to go on Fox News a few times in the past and talk about some of the studies that have been done in the past that showed, and many experts came to the same conclusion, that only 5%, yes, 5% of Americans can be traced back to owning slaves. 5%. So if you think you're going to get this huge reparations check from 5% of Americans, you are not. If you think that you're going to get this reparation checks from the government, you are not. And so I actually agree with the fact that Governor Wes Moore vetoed this bill. But you know what? Since we're here, go to WCBM.com because I want you to take part in the poll question of the day brought to you by Renovation Real Estate, because this is where it comes down to. And this is the question, very simple. Do you think the Black Legislative Caucus will override Governor Wes Moore's veto of the Reparations Commission? Because they can still do that, okay? If you remember or recall, former Governor Larry Hogan, he did try to veto a few bills that were against our best interest. But with the Democrat supermajority, many times, often, they would then override Governor Larry Hogan's vetoes. And then what was so crazy about it, because some of the bills that they would override, it's so crazy because some of them had to do with the budget. So when you hear Governor Wes Moore and the Democrats in Annapolis, if you ever hear them talking about the spending and the budget and all this other stuff, just go back and look, whether it was in 2020, 2021, what have you. Go back and look and see how many times former Governor Larry Hogan's vetoes were overridden by those legislators in Annapolis, the Democrats. Just take a look. Take a look at that. And then you will come to the conclusion that many times, because of the spending, because of the reckless spending by the Democrats in the Maryland General Assembly, that's how we got to where we are today, along with Governor Wes Moore. But they'll try to blame former Governor Larry Hogan because, of course, he was the governor at the time. And they know that many voters, many people, they're not going to go in and look at the details. They're not going to go through and see whether or not Governor Larry Hogan vetoed a bill. And then, you know, they had the override vote. A lot of people don't do that much work. They won't do that much research. And so they'll just completely blame former Governor Larry Hogan for some of the bills. And it's like, well, no, he tried to get rid of it. They put it on his desk. He tried to get rid of it. But then they said, no, 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 buddy. We've got the Democrat supermajority. And so that's how we get to the situation. But I want you to take part in a poll, and we will get to that. But we'll get to that after we talk about the latest news with President Joe Biden. Now, let me go ahead and say up front, and if you want to weigh in on this, you can, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Up front, I do not wish cancer on anyone. I do want to wish send well wishes to former President Joe Biden. I hope that there is something that can be done. I keep listening every, you know, the news updates. I keep listening and I'm thinking, all right. They're saying that there could be a chance, there might be a chance that they can get ahead of this, but it is very aggressive. It's already spread to his bones. Again, this is prostate cancer. He's in stage 4, apparently. It is very dire, and of course, nobody, and I mean nobody that I know, would want to see this happening to former President Joe Biden. Now, there are a lot of people weighing in on what could have happened here, and I get it. I get it. Now, there are some people saying we can't make this political. We shouldn't make it political. Da, 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 da. Here's the thing. When you had President Trump, remember he went to Walter Reed and he had to do so because he ended up catching COVID and he got out of Walter Reed. And I remember there was this one evening he was like standing outside. Was he outside Air Force One? He was standing outside and you could tell that he was having a hard time catching his breath. And if you have asthma, like myself, if you have asthma, you know, if you get COVID, unfortunately, you are dealing with respiratory issues. And a lot of times you will end up having an asthma attack. And it is just part of catching the virus. And it is very unfortunate. But there were a lot of people at that time making it very political. And there were many people that are online today that are political pundits that are saying, oh, you shouldn't make this political. They were the same ones that were making it very political when President Trump was having a hard time catching his breath. So I don't want to hear that from certain people. Okay? I don't want to hear that, Jane Miller. All right? Because you're one of those people. Okay? So we're going to talk about this. We're going to talk about it with grace, of course. But you can't help but to think that the reason that this is all coming out right now is because of political reasons. Okay? I mean, let's be honest here. You have Jake Tapper with CNN. He has decided to publish this book. And in the book, he blames everybody but himself, really, for getting out the, what do they call it, misinformation, disinformation, what do they call that? Well, he blames everybody but himself, and he said that he was lied to, and apparently, I guess he did zero investigative work or research on his end because he just bought all the lies, hook, line, and sinker. He didn't look up anything. He didn't try to, you know, and I remember, didn't he? Yeah, he did a sit-down interview with Joe Biden at one point in time where it was just a sit-down interview one-on-one, and you know what he did? This is what they would do. They would steer clear of any questions in regards to his health. There were only a few, anchors, you could call them, anchors, reporters, that actually touched on it. I think we saw something on 60 Minutes at one point in time where they were talking about his health. But many of them stayed clear of it, and I think it's because they probably had directives from either the White House or the DNC. So they didn't want to talk about it. Well, Jake Tapper is one of those people. And so now all of a sudden he's got this book out. He's like, well, here's what we know now. Well, no, buddy, you knew this before. But beyond that, I think that the fact that we're learning about it today is for political reasons. And I want to get your take on this. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Now, with this diagnosis, and now that everything's been made public about former President Joe Biden, again, we wish him well, and we hope that he's able to recover. But with this, a lot of people are now reposting a clip from 2 years ago. Actually, this was 3 years ago, July 20th, 2022. And he was in Massachusetts, and he was giving this presser. And during this presser, he actually said that he had cancer. And so at the time, again, this is July 2022. At the time, we were told that it was just one of his gaffes, right? He just accidentally said he had cancer. That's not something that you think somebody would accidentally say. But apparently, he accidentally said this. So when we get back, I'm going to play you that clip. Because I want you to hear it for yourself. You might have forgotten. Again, it was in July 2022 in Massachusetts. But we're going to replay that clip. And then we're going to talk about where we are today. Because there are some people that believe that they knew that President Joe Biden was very sick. And I say very sick as in had cancer. And so there are some people that believe that this was going to be a situation if he was able to win re-election, where they would have just, and I say they, the White House, the DNC, all the Democrats, would have selected, not elected, the next president, as if he could not go on further to serve. Now, we know Democrats love that whole select, not elect thing. Oh, they love playing musical chairs, and they love to do it themselves, right? Even with Kamala Harris, think about it. Did anybody vote? There was no primary to get Kamala Harris into the running. They selected Kamala Harris. They do it all the time. So we get back, we're going to talk about this. So go ahead and write down the number, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680, because I want you to weigh in on this. Right now, hopefully we're going to get some good news this morning from Tim Herb with RBC Wealth Management with today's Morning Market Flash. It happens every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, Kim. Happy Monday. How are you?
Good. Doing well. How are you doing?
I'm good. I hope you survive the thunderstorms, the tornadoes on Friday.
They were brutal, for sure, for sure.
A little bit of a mess getting home Friday evening, for sure. Trees everywhere, but hopefully everybody made it out safe and sound. But I wanted to check in here this morning. Last week, we actually had a much better week than we anticipated. Both the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ finishing up for a third week out of the past four. The S&P 500 jumped over 5% last week, which was amazing, posting a five-day winning streak. The technology-heavy NASDAQ composite, Kim, leading the way out of all the indexes last week, surging more than 7%, actually 7.15% to be exact. And then the more narrower index, which is the Dow Jones, the blue-chip Dow Jones Industrial Average, comprised of 30 stocks only, rallying more than 3% last week. But Friday's gain for the Dow of over 300 points last Friday, Kim, pushed that 30-stock average into positive territory for 2025, this calendar year. The S&P 500, on another note, is now around 3% off its February record close back on February 19th, a couple of months ago, and the heavily technology-based, again, the NASDAQ is 5% from its all-time December high or its peak. So that was great news. The last couple of weeks have been really positive, as hopefully your listeners have gathered on the Morning Market Flash here. But today, we are seeing the future tumble pre-market because the U.S. credit rating has been downgraded, Kim. That's interesting, by Moody's, and that's causing some volatility here in the market. So Moody's, the rating agency, last week on Friday, after the bell, after the close, they bumped the U.S.'s rating down by one notch to AA1 from AAA. So that's bringing the agency kind of in line with its peers. And Moody's cited that really the financial challenges tied to the federal government's growing budget deficit and the ramifications, of course, of all these existing U.S. debts in a period right now of higher borrowing costs, higher interest rates. Then we've got all the geopolitical tension, things like that, factoring in to some of the market volatility here this morning. So we're seeing yields higher. Obviously, right now, the economy is under some pressure unfolding as we get through some of these tariffs. We have to wait and see how things play out. One thing I do want to mention as far as individual companies, interestingly enough, Regeneron is buying the bankrupt DNA testing company, Kim, 23andMe, for $256 million. And then Bath & Body Works naming a recent Nike executive as their new CEO. That's effective immediately. So there we have it for today's Morning Market Flash. We'll see how things play out the remainder of the day, Kim. I'll rejoin you all this Wednesday morning right around this time. Have a great day.
Thanks, Tim.
Hey, attention, Maryland business owners. Did you know that you've been paying into a program that can upgrade your lighting for free? Now, it's called Empower Maryland, and if you don't use it, you lose it. Now, every month, your electric bill includes a small charge that funds energy-saving upgrades, and now you can claim your share to replace any bulb or fixture with new energy-efficient LED fixtures at zero cost to you. Here's how it works. If we can reduce your energy use by 30% or more, you qualify for a 100% free lighting upgrade, whether you own an office, a church, or even a government building. And these LEDs, they last up to 20 years. Now, last year alone, we completed 424 projects, saving Maryland businesses thousands of dollars. So don't miss out. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. Call now, 855-4-FREE-LED. No job is too big or too small. Call now. Start saving today.
The Sean Hannity Show.
For anybody that has ever wanted limited government and more freedom, this is probably the only opportunity that we will have in our lifetime to get rid of waste and fraud and abuse. And they're talking about cutting $2 trillion. I think they're serious as hell, and I think it will happen as long as Republican lawmakers go along with what their recommendations are. Those recommendations are expected on July 4th of 2026.
Sean Hannity, weekdays 3 to 6 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, we're talking about the devastating news that we received yesterday in regards to former President Joe Biden. Apparently, he has aggressive prostate cancer. He's in stage 4. Many people weighing in online saying there's no way possible that a former president and a recently former president could possibly have prostate cancer and did not know. I want to say a little tidbit here before I go to the phone lines, because I do want you to weigh in. 410-WCBO-680, 410-922-6680. A couple years ago, I had a friend that told me that the briefcase that Joe Biden sometimes carries, he told me, and this is a guy that works in D.C., he goes back and forth. He's more of a lobbyist than anything else, back and forth between both administrations. You know, that's what lobbyists do. They're on both sides, right? When you're talking about, like, the swamp and everything, and look, nothing against lobbyists. I'm sure you all are great people. But, you know, they represent the special interest groups, and they do it on both sides. They don't really have any loyalty. That's what always gets me about the lobbyists, which is what I love when President Trump said, okay, all the lobbyists have to leave. Remember he did that in his first term? He said, get out of here. He said, get out of here. And that's what I like to hear. Not to say, again, I have friends that are lobbyists. I'm not saying that. But when you're hanging around Capitol Hill all the time and you're going back and forth between, both parties, it's just, I don't know, it gets messy with the special interests. Anyways, I'm not going to get off on that. What I wanted to say is that this person told me that they believe that he had a terminal illness then, and that was 2 years ago. Now, whether or not that was true, I don't know. That's why I never mentioned it. But now that we're looking at this today, I've got to wonder whether or not this person knew what he was talking about. Also here, I wanted to play for you this audio clip from July 2022 when he was in Massachusetts. We were told that this was a huge slip-up and a gaffe, and he didn't really mean it. Take a listen.
And because it was a four-lane highway that was accessible, my mother drove us, and rather than us be able to walk. And guess what? The first frost, you knew what was happening. You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer. And why can't, for the longest time, Delaware had the highest cancer rate in the nation.
All right. Remember, he's from Pennsylvania, where you do have a lot of those coal mines, and I believe it. So here's the thing. A lot of people said at that time in the DNC and, of course, the press secretary, they were like, oh, no, he just slipped up. That was just a gaffe. He doesn't actually have cancer. He just met the people in his life. And so, of course, now this clip from July 2022, it's now making its rounds. And it makes you wonder whether or not he knew then, July 2022. I got David Crownsville. Dave, you wanted to weigh in?
Yeah, hey, Kim, I love your show.
Thank you.
I know a little bit about prostate cancer. Now, he's was the president of the United States, and they get checkups every single year. And he's an elderly man, 60s, 70s, 80s. It's automatic, standard policy to get the PSA checked. And there's no way that he would have gotten a Gleason score, which is the configuration of the cancer cell. There's no way that would have progressed that quickly and gone to stage four that quickly without some indication on the PSA test. This happened. This came up some time ago. And the first step, you know, the first step after elevating PSA is going to be a biopsy. And there's another process. But this didn't happen overnight. This has been going on for a while, as you're kind of indicating. And, Lord, you know, I pray for him and everything, but there's some shifty stuff going on here.
No, absolutely, Dave. I appreciate you sharing some light on that. Thank you so much for calling in. I hope you have a great week.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you. And that's what a lot of people are saying. And again, it's not that we're trying to make it political. And as Dave pointed out, you know, of course, we're sending our love and prayers and everything to Joe Biden. Hopefully he can get past this. Okay. But at the same time, to say that the people don't want to make it political, I'm sorry. It's just very hard to believe that you're here with an aggressive stage four prostate cancer diagnosis that has spread to your bones. And no one knew before yesterday. I mean, it's just, it's a tough pill to swallow. All right, if you want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Don't forget, at 10 o'clock, we'll be joined by Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates. If you have a question to ask him, please go ahead and send it in the text line. I will ask him your questions.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump's big, beautiful bill has advanced in the House. Voting 17-16, the Budget Committee last night cleared the way for the Republican budget bill to move ahead. President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin scheduled to talk by phone today. Following the call, Mr. Trump will be speaking with Ukrainian President Zelensky as the war in Ukraine rages on. Former President Biden faces a serious health challenge. He's been diagnosed with advanced prostate cancer. New Jersey transit trains will return to service first thing tomorrow. The agency has a tentative deal to end a three-day strike by engineers. Seven of the 10 inmates who broke out of a New Orleans jail on Friday still at large. The FBI offering a reward, $10,000 per escaped inmate. More details at srnnews.com.
Jim Barbie and White Marsh and Jasper Engines and Transmissions offer a cost-effective solution to your present engine and transmission trouble. Avoid a costly new car purchase or high lease payments by putting life into your present vehicle. Let Jim Barbie Automotive install a Jasper remanufactured engine or transmission with a 3-year, 100,000-mile nationwide warranty and premium service plan. Call Jim Barbie Automotive at 410-335-8848.
Now, Gary Stein on sports. Less than two seasons removed from being named AL Manager of the Year in 2023, Brandon Hyde was banished Saturday. The fall guy for the Birds' inability to hit, pitch, or field. Third base coach Tony Mancelino was installed on an interim basis and stated his goal as the new field boss of Orioles baseball.
I mean, listen, we got to get to 500. I think as you start thinking, and my mind's turning today, what do we need to do? I think our goal right now has to be to get to 500.
Well, it didn't start yesterday, so it's going to have to start tonight. In Milwaukee, first pitch at 7:40, Dean Kramer on the hill. O's moves yesterday, right-hander Kyle Gibson designated for assignment. Tyler O'Neill put back on the 10-day IL. Ravens news, the team agreeing on a 1-year deal with 12-year veteran nose tackle John Jenkins, adding a veteran run stuffer to replace the retired Michael Pierce. And finally, revisiting Preakness 150. It may not have been the greatest field, and there certainly was no Triple Crown drama, but there was a fantastic finish.
Joan Elizabeth's getting closer now. He's behind a wall of horses. He's looking for a place to go, and he's got nowhere to go. Oh, he bumped hard. Bumped hard with goal oriented. In the meanwhile, Gosker's running the race of his life. Sandman has entered the scene, and he has moved up on the far outside. Journalism is still running on. He's back into second. He might even win it. Here's the wire. Oh, my goodness. Journalism has won the Preakness Stakes in a performance like you read about.
The great Larry Comis, the pride of Mount St. Joe with the call on NBC.
Journalism does indeed flag down Gosker at the wire and capture Preakness 150. Coming up in 30 minutes, Maryland lacrosse back in the Final Four, and don't sleep on Blue Jays baseball. And that is Stein on Sports.
Your Fox 45 forecast, mostly sunny, little breezy, but nice and warm today with highs in the upper 70s. Mostly clear and quiet tonight, a little cool as temperatures dip back into the low 50s. More sunshine for your Tuesday with highs in the cooler, low 70s, and then the rain returns. Plan on rain showers midweek with much cooler temperatures Wednesday and highs in the mid 60s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Wondering what a personal message with your credit card number has in common with way too many pictures of your dog? Well, they're both private. Because on WhatsApp, your personal messages are yours. No one else can see or hear them. Not even us. WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing imbalance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates, when silence is not golden.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Springtime can bring a new season of change and growth. Getting back into activities can be difficult, though, if you suffer from pain in your feet, knees, hips, or lower back. Good Feet Arch Supports can be the solution you need. Visit goodfeet.com to book your appointment today.
If you love Wendy's classic chocolate and vanilla frosty flavors, they have some big news for you, announcing all new Frosty Swirl and Frosty Fusion flavors. So it's the same creamy treat you've always loved, now with a flavor refresh. A refresh on a classic at participating U.S. Wendy's.
From Reisterstown to Pig Town. From Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right, good morning, good morning. Don't forget, at the top of the hour, we'll be joined by State Attorney Ivan Bates here in Baltimore City. Lots of questions to ask him. Looks like I got a question in the text line, and yes, Robert, I'll make sure I'll ask him. It says, hey, Kim, could you please ask Ivan Bates this question? One of the things I would like to know from him is, number one, why do judges sentence convicts to 10, 15, or 20 years in prison, then suspend all but 2 years or so? What is the point of even doing this? Does it keep the offender in check in the snares of justice? Is there a possibility that the convict will serve the entire sentence if they violate the terms of probation and parole? Is this also done to boost up the prosecutor's record or the state's record already? Robert, that's a good question. I will ask that question for sure. That's a good question. We were talking about the devastating news of former President Joe Biden. And we were just listening to some sound before the break because in July 2022, he did announce at a presser in Massachusetts that he had cancer, along with some people that he knew that he grew up with in Scranton, Pennsylvania. And at that time, the press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, was it Karine at that time or Jen Psaki? I'm trying to remember. At that time, the press secretary supposedly put out a statement saying that that was just a gaffe and that was an accident. Obviously, he does not have cancer. And he was really just referring to the people that he knew that had cancer. That's a lot to say, you know, when you don't actually have cancer yourself. And so a lot of people are now speculating that he possibly knew at that time. Of course, you've got all these other, you know, theories that are out there. and they're wondering whether or not they wanted him to run for re-election. Thought that he could get through, right? Thought maybe he could get past that debate with President Trump, even though he obviously clearly could not. But maybe they thought he could get through that debate. And then once in office, perhaps then they would have announced a diagnosis. And then they would have chosen whether it was Kamala or whoever at that time to then be the president. So a lot of people have many different theories about why we now know about this stage 4 prostate cancer that has already spread to his bones. And I want to believe, again, we're going to talk about this gracefully. I want to believe that they knew. They just didn't want to tell us. I've got Kurt Edgewater. Kurt, what say you on this one?
This just proves that the Democrats care more about power than they do the country. You don't want a president to die in office, but yet they could care less. They're more interested. They want to get the power, then they get the vice president to become the president, and they to hell with the country.
Yeah. I mean, it does seem that way. Let me ask you this, Kurt, because we know we're also on the heels here of Jake Tapper's book coming out. Apparently, there's a lot of pre-order sales on that book already. A lot of people want to know what he has to say there. Do you think this is also, possibly pushed at this time so people aren't as critical of him when that book officially drops?
Okay, Jake Tapper's book, is that what you're talking about?
Yep.
The guy's a loser. He's just trying to make money.
Yeah. Okay, so you don't think that has anything to do with it. Well, Kurt, thank you so much for weighing in. I appreciate you. Hope you have a great week.
Okay, bye.
Thank you. I know. It's tough because, of course, you're talking about something like cancer. And so you don't want to be insensitive at all in regards. But I do want to talk about it because that clip from July of 2022, Brian, is there a way that we could play that clip again just in case anybody missed it? Take a listen.
And because it was a 4-lane highway that was accessible, my mother drove us and rather than us be able to walk. And guess what? The first frost, you know what was happening. You had to put on your windshield wipers to get literally the oil slick off the window. That's why I and so damn many other people I grew up have cancer. And why can't, for the longest time, Delaware had the highest cancer rate in the nation.
So again, we were told that was a gaffe. And he really didn't mean that he had cancer. He was just referring to the people that he grew up with having cancer. I am one to believe, and I think even when he said that, of course, many people were talking about it at that time, I am one to believe that that was not a gaffe. And I believed at that time that he possibly had cancer. And I think that he talked about it as he knew the diagnosis. Again, we're told this is very aggressive. They're going to keep their eyes on it. We'll continue to wait and see what can be done. From my understanding, and this is just listening to the experts that have already been talking about this, obviously there were lots of doctors on many news networks last night saying that, there could be a chance where they'll be able to get a hold of this thing. And that they could possibly help him, fare better with it. But I'm not quite certain if that's the case when you're looking at it's at stage 4. Now, some of you probably know much more than I do about this. And I can only go off of, just a little bit of the individuals that I knew that came across stage 4 cancer and how hard it was to turn things around. Obviously, not prostate cancer, but we talked about Congresswoman Mia Love out of Utah. Remember, she had stage 4 brain cancer, and they then had her go home so she could live her final days with her beautiful family. I just know that it's usually, when it's that aggressive, it's usually very hard to turn things around. We're going to say our prayers and pray for the best here. I did want to read you some of the statements or comments that came out, obviously, from elected officials. Most importantly, out of President Donald Trump. He posted on social media yesterday, "Melania and I are saddened to hear about Joe Biden's recent medical diagnosis. We extend our warmest and best wishes to Jill and the family, and we wish Joe a fast and successful recovery." Now, there were a lot of people saying, okay, here you have President Trump saying, quote unquote, recent diagnosis, possibly alluding to the fact that President Trump believes that this is possibly something that he just found out not too long ago. But you can't, you know, you can't say, obviously, from that statement alone. But that's what some people believe. Of course, Kamala Harris, his former VP, she put out a statement saying something very similar. You had Barack Obama. Here's a statement from him. It says, Michelle and I are thinking of the entire Biden family. Nobody has done more to find breakthrough treatments for cancer in all its forms than Joe. And I am certain he will fight this challenge with his trademark resolve and grace. We pray for a fast and full recovery. Again, that was former President Barack Obama. There was some doctors that were weighing in online. Dr. Stephen Quay says prostate cancer is the easiest cancer to diagnose when it first starts, and to watch it progress to bone metastasis. The PCA blood test shows the rate of cancer cell growth for even with the most aggressive form. It is a 5 to 7 year journey without treatment before it becomes metastatic. Yes. Donald Trump Jr. then quote tweeted that and said, what I want to know is how Dr. Jill Biden missed stage five cancer, or is this yet another cover up? Again, that was from Don Jr. So very different statements from Don Jr. and obviously his dad, President Trump. Don Jr. believes that they knew all along, whereas President Trump, even if he does believe that, he has not led on to that at all. He just sends his well wishes. I don't think there's really any wrong way to handle this situation. As I mentioned before, we had people celebrating even when President Trump was almost assassinated in Butler, Pennsylvania. We had people celebrating when he was almost again assassinated at Mar-a-Lago. So, you know, I guess for me, it's like kind of spare me this whole, like, you know, we got to be so gentle and sensitive about this situation, because I've seen, you know, they used to say, what was Michelle Obama's line? When they go low, we'll go high. Well, I've seen some Democrats go low, 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 low to the floor. And so I guess I don't feel the exact same way about it. And that's why I'm able to just sit, you know, really talk about it. Also, I just wanted to go back into the topic here of Governor Wes Moore, because that is the question of the day. We will get to this in depth after we speak to State Attorney Ivan Bates at 10 o'clock. But if you go to WCBM.com, the poll question brought to you by Renovation Real Estate: do you think the Black Legislative Caucus will override Governor Wes Moore's veto of the Reparations Commission? Real quick, again, in case you missed that, on Friday, he did veto that bill, and he did say that he believed that it wasn't time for more studies. And as I've noted time and time again, it is absolutely impossible. And when I say impossible, these studies have been done in the past, okay? Whether it was on the federal level with former Congresswoman, now the mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, she had a huge study on this with her reparations commission on Capitol Hill. And even then, and it cost millions of dollars, by the way, to get the experts to weigh in on that. But even then, those experts said, you can't do it. It's impossible. It won't work out. They said the best case scenario, even if you did it, was just a rise in inflation, as if we need that like a hole in the head, right? But they were saying that's the best scenario that you're going to get after handing out reparations. So I just wanted to ask you that question. So far, many of you are weighing in. 79% of you so far said, yes, you do believe the Black Legislative Caucus will override Governor Wes Moore's veto. 21% of you say, no, you do not believe that they're going to override that veto. You know, again, go to WCBO.com and weigh in on this. I will say, and I believe the Maryland Freedom Caucus did the same thing, I will give him his props on this one. And I will say that he made the right call. And even in his statement, as I mentioned, he said many studies have already been done on this. We don't need another study. I said the same thing. Believe it or not, I actually said it to a Democrat in Annapolis who believed, because I said this is just virtual signaling. I said there's no way that any of you could believe that in a state where we are facing a $3 billion deficit, that doing a reparations commission or even thinking about reparations right now is a good idea. And at that time, that elected official told me, well, it's just a study. It's not that bad. I'm like, it is that bad. The studies cost money, number one. Number two, we ain't got it. Number three, when you're talking about doing things like this, you are playing with people's emotions. Because there are people out here that absolutely believe that their lives will somehow get better if they had reparations as a check come to their mailbox. They believe that. They don't believe that their life is the way that it is right now because of poor life choices. They don't believe that. They believe that because of slavery so many years ago that they are far removed from, but for some reason, that is why they are not as successful as they believe that they should be. There are people that believe that, and it is a very high percentage in the Black community in the state of Maryland that believe that. I know it's sad. I know it makes no sense. But you can argue with them until you're blue in the face. They will not change their mind on it. They will not. And so that is why I believe, I'll tell you my response already, I believe that they are going to try to override this veto. I think they absolutely will. And many of those legislators in that Black Legislative Caucus, they are in very progressive districts, many of them predominantly Black, and they feel like they're going to have to deliver on this reparations commission. Now, do they know that they'll never deliver on reparations? Absolutely. That's why I had this fight with this elected official. They know they can never deliver it. They're just doing it as a feel-good moment and virtual signaling. They know darn well they can't do any reparations checks. I mean, they know this. But the thought of having this commission, for some reason, that satisfies their voters. I know. Bizarre, stupid, low IQ. Trust me, I get it. But it does. It does. We're talking about Biden and cancer. I got Gary in Kingsville. Gary, do you want to weigh in on Biden?
Good morning, hon.
Good morning.
I could weigh in on both if you like.
Sure.
But regarding Mr. Biden, regarding the reporting on Mr. Biden, saying that he misstated, the media and the left, but I repeat myself, are all up on the use of pronouns, so that we have to respect people's pronouns. If you replay that clip you just played a few moments ago, Joe Biden said, I and so many others have cancer. So that wasn't a misrepresentation. He was specifically saying that he had cancer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, as far as reparations go, with so many interracial marriages, with so many biracial children, how would anyone know who is responsible to pay and who is approvable for receipt.
Right. Well, and that's what it usually comes down to, Gary. And that's what a lot of these studies have already said. I mean, you can only trace back, and I think right now it's less than 5% of the families here in America to actually owning slaves. Less than 5%. So it's just, you know, it's impossible. You've got so many people that came into this country after slavery, right? I mean, it's just the whole thing is just nonsense.
Well, and you had plantation owners in Louisiana, and I believe also in Maryland, who were Black,
yeah,
who had slaves.
Correct.
It was, and that, I'm not saying that one balances out the other. I'm just saying that the issue was an economic issue, and everybody took part in it.
Right.
As far as racism and that goes, the American people, by their choices in their mates and by the production of biracial children, have said, we don't think this is a big issue anymore, and we want to just live.
Yeah.
We want to live in peace.
Yep. Yep. And that's why it just cannot be done. Gary, thank you so much. I hope you have a great week.
God bless you.
Thank you. God bless. We'll discuss more when we get back.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
On the economy, Reagan dropped the top marginal rates from 70 to 28%. And after a hiccup, because it took a couple of years for his plan to get implemented, in the first 2 years of his administration, or inflationary, then it was like, you know, the sky's the limit. Revenues to government dropping taxes that dramatically doubled at the time, believe it or not, it sounds like nothing, $500 billion to over $1 trillion. And it was the longest at that time period of peacetime economic growth in history. And it resulted in the creation of 21 million new jobs. And those policies still work today.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
We've got trade wars, inflation, skyrocketing national debt, and a potential recession looming. It's no wonder gold keeps hitting record highs. With everything going on in the world, thousands of hardworking Americans are looking to diversify their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And they're turning to the top-rated gold company, Gold Co. With over 6,000 five-star customer reviews, an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, and the industry's highest buyback guarantee, Gold Co. is the preferred precious metals company of thousands of Americans. Right now, Gold Co. is offering you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. Plus, you could get unlimited bonus silver if you qualify. Find out how you can help diversify your savings, tax and penalty free today. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD. That's HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040. Or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Seems everything costs more these days. Gas, groceries, and when's the last time you checked your wireless bill? Yikes. When it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Switch to Consumer Cellular and get the same fast, reliable, nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill. Plans start at just $20 a month, and that's not a short-term promo. But don't just take our word for it. Here's Jackie and Veronica, real customers.
I didn't know that I could get something for a lot less money that was actually better than who I was with before.
Anytime anybody complains about their cell phone bill, we say, you've got to check out Consumer Cellular.
Our U.S.-based experts will get you switched and saving in about 20 minutes. Just call or click to see how much you can save today. Because when it comes to Big Wireless, if you're staying, you may be overpaying. Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com. That's 1-888-FREEDOM or ConsumerCellular.com today. Real people pay to share their opinions in this ad. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing.
Hear the news, then talk about it at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day. Breaking news, stimulating talk, only on Talk Radio 680, WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, just a little program every note. We've got Ivan Bates, the state's attorney for Baltimore City, coming up at the top of the hour, so don't go anywhere. Got a lot of your questions coming through already. Robert, we'll make sure we ask yours. Lisa wants to know if State Attorney Ivan Bates will consider running for mayor. We'll ask him about that with Lisa. David wants to know more about the reckless driving in Baltimore City. I think we all do, David. Why can't we do anything on that one? I'll ask him that as well. Got a text message here from John. John says, good morning, Kim. The conspiracy theorists in me can't help but wonder why all of a sudden this report about Joe Biden. Like you said, are they trying to get ahead of that release of that book? Are they trying to make it more difficult for the Trump administration to criticize or go after him and his family? It just seems a little suspicious how we are just now finding out about that, yet He had a physical in 2024, and nothing was detected then. That was from our friend, Firefighter John. Yeah, John, lots of questions here. You know, it could be because of the book. I thought it was interesting because he was just on The View with his wife, Jill Biden, and they didn't allude to anything being wrong at all. Now, he did mumble and stumble on that show. People were pointing that out. But, yeah, it is. It's very suspicious. I'm sure we'll talk about it throughout the week, but we do. We send our love and prayers to the Biden family. Of course, we don't wish this on him or anyone. So coming up next, we've got State Attorney Ivan Bates. Juvenile crime is still out of control. We'll ask him about that. Heyman Lee's family would love to know how they're doing. And Detective Sean Souter, you know, I just want to know, is that case still active? Because it was ruled a homicide, not a suicide. Just want to ask a couple questions about that coming up next.
Stay and relax with Hilton Garden Inn in Owings Mills. With